Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection, brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. I'm Tom Davis, and a fellow who's no stranger to these studios, Todd Mathis, our county assessor, is here with us. How are you doing today?
Very good. Happy New Year, Tom, and hope 2021 is a little friendlier to the listeners than 2020 was.
It's got to be. I mean, the bar's kind of low.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Can't go anywhere but up, right?
Indeed. Well, what's going up at the assessor's office? I don't think it's the taxes, is it?
Nah, well, in some cases it could be, but the turn of the new year also signals the start of the new assessment period. So,
oh, yeah, and it almost never stops, does it?
we'll be starting the homestead filing period. It just, everything is cyclical, and of course this time of the year we start things over from scratch again. So
now, when we talk about the homestead, what are the available exemptions on this?
There's the basic homestead exemption, which is for anyone that owns their home and lives in it as of January 1st. They qualify for that homestead exemption, but we do have some additional homestead exemptions for those that are it's linked to income. Basically, if you have $20,000 or less of income on a year's basis, then you can qualify for that additional homestead. That's for people on fixed incomes. Mm-hmm. And there's also a senior freeze for our seniors that reach the age of 65. It also is linked to income, but it's a much higher income level. It's the median income amount for Washington County, which for this year is $65,800 or less. So if you have a combined household income of that amount, or less than that, and then if you reach the age of 65, please come to the assessor's office so we can freeze your valuation and keep any future increases from happening down the road.
Very good. And also, if you're disabled and veterans exemption, that's 100%, right?
Yes. If you have you have to be disabled at the 100% rate, and the VA will contact you if you are a veteran. They'll let you know, because there's different levels of service-related disability. Some are disabled at a 75% rate or an 80. You have to be a 100% disabled veteran. And then if you do that, we will be able to fill out paperwork to just totally exempt you from property taxes altogether.
Now, in Washington County, we haven't done much with personal property being assessed in Washington County since, 2009? What's that?
Can you believe that's been that long ago? Mm-hmm. Household personal property, I don't know how many counties in the state of Oklahoma even still assess that. There's probably just a handful, less than five, I believe. But in 2009, the voters of Washington County voted to do away with household personal property. And so what that meant was that little nuisance tax, everyone's used to paying their property tax on their house, but that second tax on your household personal property items, which were your desks, computers, tables, chairs, etc., that nuisance tax went away in 2009. So it's hard to believe that it's been that long ago, but time flies, I guess, when you're having fun. Now, that doesn't mean that personal property completely went away as far as assessment goes. If you own a business, we still will assess business personal property. If you're a farmer and have farm equipment, that is still assessable. And then mobile homes that are not owned by the owner of the real estate. So if you own a mobile home and let's say it's sitting on someone else's property, that mobile home is still assessed as personal property. So all three of those, business personal property, farm equipment, and mobile homes, those are still assessed as personal property.
And when we talk about, medical marijuana companies, they got to be getting touched by this too, huh?
Yes, this is something that's fairly new to Oklahoma. It's something that was passed legislatively a few years ago, or a little over a year ago. If you are the owner of a medical marijuana facility, and this could be a grower, this could be a producer, or a dispensary, and I may be wrong on the terminology for the producer. There's a middleman between the grower and the dispenser. If you're making any product, then all three of those businesses still will be assessed as business personal property. So if you're new to it, or if you've moved into Oklahoma so that you can take advantage of the new medical marijuana legislation, please know that you have to file that with the county assessor's office. There's also some OMMA paperwork that has to be filled out with the state medical marijuana association, and we can get you in touch with the OMMA to get all that done legally so that it's done the right way.
We're talking with Todd Mathis. He is your county assessor here in Washington County. Looks like you're going to have the post office jumping here pretty soon.
Yeah, the first part of the year, we mail out our personal property renditions. And what these are, they're basically courtesy letters that say, okay, last year you assessed your personal property with us. here's what you rendered. We're going to go ahead and send it back to you in the form of an asset listing. And if you're still in business, sign it and mail it back to us. Include any additions or deletions. So if you got rid of equipment or added new equipment, please add that to the form. But it's kind of a courtesy so that they don't have to start that listing from scratch every year. We can give them a printout of what we've already got assessed, and then we mail those out. And so starting next week, or maybe even the second week of January, we're going to mail out 3,400 roughly of those. And that includes, you know, the businesses, the mobile homes, and the farm equipment that we discussed.
Now, I've heard that you've been taking interns in for the last couple of years, maybe like three or four.
Yeah, we actually.
How's that working?
It's been great, Tom. We started in fall of 2017, kind of on a, I guess you'd say a test test run, to put it lightly. We wanted to just see how it was going to work because, you know, you and I, it's probably been a few years since we took a computer class, or maybe never. We may just learned on the fly.
You love the latter,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, there we go. But these college kids, they grew up with a computer, either a computer or a phone or some kind of electronic device in their hands, probably from the time they were infants. And so they are coming out and helping us do our data entry, and they can do it so much faster, so much more efficiently. And then the good thing is we don't have to hire full-time employees to do this data entry. They're doing it on a part-time basis, 20 hours a week or less. It's helping them. Some of them need the internship for their graduation requirements, and so it helps them get through those graduation requirements. We've been working mainly with students from Oklahoma Wesleyan University, but we would obviously welcome anyone from like Rogers State University or any other local university that might want to come do the internship. But we've been doing it since fall of 17, and as of this week, we're at about 80% complete for our 2020 year. The 2020 work is actually being input into the computer into the early months of 2021. So as January rolls on, we should finish that up. So we'll finish up 100% by the end of this month, we hope. And I would say it's been a very successful 4 years of using the college interns to help us do this data entry. Now, once the data is entered, we do a lot of controls and checking to make sure that it's been entered correctly, because we want to make sure that everything is done up to code, so to speak. And we do make sure that through our quality controls and checks like that, that all of it's been entered correctly.
Todd Mathis is our county assessor, and he's with us here on our Community Connection. The assessor's office assesses things from, well, all vantage points, including a bird's eye view.
Yeah, we contracted with this company called Pictometry. Some of our listeners probably have heard of them, but we have been under contract with them since 2006 now, so 14, going on 15 years. For aerial, they're called orthogonal images, which usually when you look on like Google Earth or maybe Bing images, you can see straight down bird's eye view of what the buildings would look like in your town or city. But all of those, you're looking straight down at the rooftop. The good thing about the orthogonal view is we're going at a 45-degree angle, so we can see not only from above, but also a side angle. It gives us a different perspective. If you have, a 10-story building in downtown Bartlesville, if you're looking at it from straight down, all you're going to see is maybe the roof line, but you don't know how tall that building is. Mm. But when you can see that orthogonal image from a 45-degree angle, you can see how tall it is and also see all the other dimensions of the building. We do fly all four directions, so the planes that we the company that we hire has planes that fly north, south, east, and west. So every building in Washington County has a view from each side, so that we can see all the way around that building. Where it's the most helpful, to be honest, Tom, is in the rural areas, because in Bartlesville or in Dewey, Copan, Ramona, any of the towns and cities, we can go and pretty much see every building without any issue. But when you get out in the rural areas, if you've got, 640 acres that are owned by the same owner and most of it's gated off, and you can't get to it from the road, sometimes there's buildings in the middle of that. There are buildings in the middle of the mile section that you can't see from the road. And so this helps us to be able to see all of that. We can then assess those barns or outbuildings and put them correctly on the tax roll.
This is just another way of working smarter instead of harder.
Absolutely. And there is legislation that is going to be introduced once the new legislative session starts that I believe it's a Senate bill, and I want to say 192, but don't quote me on that. But it is a proposal to allow aerial images or orthogonal images to be included with our visual inspection. The way the statutes are written right now is we have to actually visually inspect or put our feet on the ground at that site once every 4 years. But this would allow it where that aerial imagery could be used in place of that in areas where we can't actually get our feet on the ground.
And speaking of boots on the ground, we've contracted with a group to help you do just that every so often.
We have, and this is our second year working with ACT, which is the acronym for Arkansas CAMA Technology. They're a company out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. They perform our visual inspection program. And we hired them in 2019. They did the visual inspection for that year, and then they did it for this past year for 2020. They've done an excellent job, and they are basically our boots on the ground. And a lot of our taxpayers have called the assessor's office and asked, why did you hire an Arkansas company to do this job? The short and fast answer is we sent the bid proposals out to Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas companies just to see who the best lowest bid would be. And there were no companies in Oklahoma that fit those specifications. And so this company has been doing this for several decades in Arkansas. They're close enough where they could come over and do the work, since we are located on the eastern half of the state. And they're doing it much more cheaply and more efficiently for the taxpayers of Oklahoma, or for the taxpayers specifically of Washington County.
Todd Mathis is our guest here on Community Connection. He's our county assessor. And COVID-19 was the story of the year for 2020, in case folks were taking a nap. But has that had any effect on property values in our county?
You know, when it first started, we thought that was going to be the prevailing question. And so we started tracking sales. We always track sales anyway, but we tracked them a little bit more diligently this year with this in mind, because we knew that a lot of property owners would say, hey, you know, COVID really hit and affected us this year. My property's not worth what it was a year ago or 2 years ago or whatever. But what we've noticed is sales are actually showing not just an increase, but a remarkable increase. We can't really say that it's directly COVID related, but what we do believe is that it's possible that the money that the banks are able to loan, on mortgages is much lower interest rate. And so more people are qualifying for, mortgages or to buy houses. So we're seeing houses that, let's say someone could afford a $120,000 house last year, but because the interest rates were so low, they're looking at $150,000 homes this year. So homes are just, there's more of them selling. When they sell, they're selling for higher amounts than they have in previous years. And so everything that we've looked at really for the last 9 months, because we started tracking this data in late March when the coronavirus became very prevalent in the news, we've seen sales just go up and up every month. And so we've been really surprised about that. I don't know if pleasantly surprised is the word, but we definitely were surprised at the increase in property valuation. Now, keep in mind, that's on residential properties. Business personal property assets, we haven't really been able to tabulate that as much yet, because most businesses won't start rendering until, once we get into the new year. So they'll have until March 15th to render. We'll take a look at what they've rendered. It could be that we find out that business personal property assets actually declined and went the other way. I would guess that if COVID were to affect one sector over the other, it would be the businesses, because maybe some businesses had to shut down completely for a couple of months before they could reopen. And so it may really have affected their bottom line in 2020.
And Todd Mathis, I want to thank you for being a part of our broadcast today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, yes, one thing I would like to add. I know that every year it seems like the transmission power of the radio station grows further and further. So when I come on here every year, I kind of initially do it as a service for the taxpayers of Washington County. But I know that we reach up in, we go up into Kansas, your station does. but it also goes into Osage and Nowata County. So if you're listening and you actually live in Osage or Nowata County, even though we're not I'm not your county assessor, please reach out to your county assessor there. All these statutes, these exemptions that we discussed earlier, you're eligible for those exemptions, the freezes, all of those in each county in Oklahoma. So I've had people that have reached out to our office and said, we heard that on the radio, but I live just over the Osage County line. Mm-hmm. I'm not in your county. And our answer to that is you still would qualify. You just need to get a hold of your county assessor, because that household income requirement, like I mentioned earlier, for the freeze is $65,800. That dollar amount is specific to Washington County, but Osage County's maybe $65,000 or $70,000. It may be a different number, but by and large, the exemptions and the freeze is still available to them. It may just be a little different threshold for them to reach. So please reach out to your county assessor if you do not live in Washington County. But if you live here in the county that we are in, Washington County, call us at 918-337-2830. You may also email us if you have any questions at assessor@countycourthouse.org. And we'd be more than glad to help. I've been doing this now for, this is my 20th year as county assessor. And wow. We try every year to be you hear the term user-friendly all the time, but really in our line of business, it's taxpayer-friendly. I'm a taxpayer, you're a taxpayer. It's not like our job is to try to squeeze as much tax dollar out of every person in our county. It's really just the opposite. If you're eligible for an exemption and we can lighten that load in any way, and we can give you an exemption to help you out, that's what we're here for, because at the end of the day, we're public servants in the assessor's office, and we're here to help in any way. Feel free to give us a call or drop by. I'd tell you to wear a mask, but things may change. We do have a mask mandate at the courthouse, but as the vaccination has become more and more available, we may drop that down the road. I don't know. So we'll just roll with the punches and see what 2021 brings us.
Todd Mathis, thanks for being with us today.
You too. Happy New Year.